Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Upship Podcast. And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Me and Brian have a good one on this episode. Like we always do, we talk about everything under the sun that has to do with motorcycles, FXRs in particular on this episode, a little bit of Road Glide. Brian has fun putting on parts on his FXR in his garage because he's kind of stuck inside. I'm not so stuck inside down here in the south, but in New Hampshire, riding season's just about over. It's probably going to be pretty tough to get out and ride because it's getting cold here in the south. But anyway, I want to thank everybody that tuned in this year to the podcast, all the people we met on the adventures out this year. I'd like to thank Suspension Technologies, Mike, and the guys there that really jumped on board with us, helped us promote the podcast this year, and they make a great suspension. So check the guys out, Suspension Technologies, and my personal favorite, CNC Thunder here in my hometown, that always had my bike up and running and rolling, and all the parts that I always ran in and bought and dropped by. I always got them ordered for me and got them put on and kept me going down the road. So I want to thank all the guys down at CNC Thunder. Check those guys out on Instagram and Facebook. But everybody that had a part in helping the Upshift Podcast in 23. Looking forward to an awesome 24. A lot of good things coming up. We're still going to be doing podcasts, and we're still going to be riding motorcycles and having fun. But again, have a Merry Christmas. Don't forget the reason for the season, and a Happy New Year, and we will see you in January 24. Hey guys, this is Brian with the Upshift Podcast. When I ride, I got CNC Thunder riding with me. CNC Thunder Custom Motorcycles keeps my Road Glide in tip-top shape and all the bikes that I own. They keep me going down the road with all parts and service. Check those guys out on Instagram at CC Thunder. Check them out on Facebook at CNC Thunder. And CNC Thunder Custom Motorcycles.com. They're here in my hometown, in Cowpen, South Carolina, and those guys are celebrating 25 years in business. 25 years says a lot about an independent motorcycle shop. They're doing it right. Get Thunderstruck at CNC Thunder Custom Motorcycles. Hey guys, let's talk suspension. When the Upshift guys ride, we ride with Suspension Technologies. Built to a standard, not a price. Mike and his team are American made as it gets. Check those guys out on Instagram at Suspension Technologies, on Facebook at suspensiontechnologies.com.
And welcome in to the Upshift Podcast with your host, Brian Bryan. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How's it going tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good, man. The Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy Harley days.
Yes.
How is it? Hey, I meant to ask you this on the last episode. We talked about Thanksgiving traditions, and we'll maybe talk about a little bit of Christmas traditions, you know, South versus New England or North, but the whoopie pie, was that a big thing for Thanksgiving? Did you have a few of those?
No, I don't think the whoopie pie is as big as you think up here. I mean, it's more of a dessert, but it doesn't really come out in holidays. Maybe on Christmas, maybe someone might bring a plate of them, but not too often.
Okay. Okay. How about the Little Debbie Christmas trees?
Oh, those are good.
Those are a worldwide sensation.
Oh, yeah. I think Little Debbie is everywhere.
Yes. I mean, Little Debbie should sponsor this podcast.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Little Debbie.
Yeah, me too. I'm sitting here looking at a few of them on the counter over here at my house. But, hey, welcome into the Upshift Podcast, the Merry Christmas episode, the How Many Black Friday Deals Did You Buy, the FXR episode.
Yeah, the Brian, New Hampshire has a cold because it's 32 degrees and 15-mile-an-hour winds, and it's, I don't know. I went to a Christmas party on Saturday, and my mom texted me earlier, said she tested positive for COVID, so I probably got the cove.
Oh, hell. That's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's not as cool anymore. I can't tell anybody got COVID and they feel bad. Now it's just like, oh.
Old news, buddy. Old news.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, well, you can hack through this. So you got your hot tea and honey.
Yep, I got it.
We'll get through this somehow, but I thank everybody for tuning into the Upshift Podcast this episode. I want to say this evening, because it's evening, and when you talk about the weather, today was a perfect day to ride in South Carolina. It was 61 degrees and sunny. I was stuck inside all day, but I did just pull up to the house with the windows down in the car.
So it's still pretty nice out even though the sun is down?
Yeah, the sun. See, we're getting a few more minutes of daylight now.
Okay. See, we don't get that until I don't think until December 21st, the first day of winter, is when the solstice turns.
Well, maybe it is. It just seemed like to me it was. We're sitting here at 5:46 Eastern time, and it literally just got dark at about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's been dark here for over an hour. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I always, whenever I go down to Daytona, it always stays lighter later. And, you know, it's another great thing about Daytona.
Yeah. But see, this year, normally as we're coming back, we're leaving Daytona, we spring forward. But yeah. This year, it's because it's so early. It's going to be a week, but you'll get back, and then a week, then you spring forward, if I'm remembering the calendar correct.
Yeah, I remember when I first started going to Daytona, it always used to be first week in March. And then they changed it, and I remember being the second weekend, having it be St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And I was like, and then, you know, the spring breakers and everything combined, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I remember going down there, and for some reason, one year we stayed close to Main Street. Now, again, this is 15 plus years ago. And I'm like, why are there so many people here without motorcycles? And I was like, it's spring break. And I was like, man, and they're fine. They didn't bother me. I mean, I'm sure they enjoyed the motorcycle festivities, but yeah, it was crowded. Yeah. Super, super, super crowded. But anyway, hey, talking about biker rallies. So the one that I sent you all ago. So I'm going to read a little bit.
Oh, jeez.
This is a rally. If you're still hunting a rally to go to, wherever you're at, this is the rally you need. And I'll pull it up. This is from the Irish Motorcycle Association. Due to guaranteed snow and freezing temperatures, unprecedented in 50 years, we are pleased to announce the Elephant Meeting of 2024 will take place February the 2nd through the 4th. And this is in Thermesbang, Bavarian Forest, north of Passau. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, I don't either. But guaranteed
for over 30 years, this rally has been going on. And if you see the pictures, I'm going to post this on our Facebook page and Instagram. There's nothing but snow, motorcycles, and tents. And if you read down on there, they tell what they don't allow. No cars, no three-wheelers. Now, if it's a motorcycle that has been made into a three-wheeler, they will allow that. I mean, it went in here, and it was talking about, you know, what they allow and what they don't allow. And I was like, that's awesome. So it's they give out trophies for the most beautiful self-made, I guess, motorcycle, the oldest participant.
The longest journey.
The longest journey. I mean, to see the picture. So I want to do a deep dive and actually look at this. And tonight when I'm cruising YouTube, I'm going to put that in my search bar and see what I come up with.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look any like any fun to me. I mean, it's just
I mean, you could have one in your yard.
I do see a I don't know if that's a snowmobile or not. It's tough to tell from the picture, but
no snowmobile.
Yeah, no snowmobiles, no four-wheelers, no nothing allowed. Two wheels, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, hey, and if my hat's off to you, that's a real biker if you're going to that rally.
Yeah, I mean, no thanks. No thanks.
For 30 years, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's a blast. I mean, once you get there, it's probably just a big party.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you could have a snowmobile rally in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
You've had a few inches of snow, haven't you?
Yeah, but it hasn't stuck. So we get a few inches, then it, you know, warms up and it melts. So nothing. The ground is pretty frozen. So if we get some snow now, we'd have to, you know, it'll definitely stick around.
Yeah, because I follow the Laconia Harley-Davidson Facebook page, and they put up pictures, and it's like there's 3 foot of snow in the front door.
Yeah, they're a little further, so they got more snow from this last little storm we got. So
okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's weird around here. So I'll drive, you know, 5-7 miles down the road, and they'll have 4 inches of snow, and there'll be nothing at my house. So it all depends on the mountains. If the in the valleys gets more snow, it's you never know.
Yeah, well, they're predicting, you know, again, the weather in the south is just wait a minute. Look at 61 degrees today, sunny. I mean, short sleeve. There was motorcycles out. Everybody was riding around with the windows down. There were people, I mean, there on the road there in front of the office. There was motorcycles up and down pretty much all day.
Yeah, we got.
But they're talking about how it's going to be a horrible winter, and I don't like to hear that, so I cut it off.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow is going to be a high of 32.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, and there should be some wind, so the wind chill will be in the 20s.
Yeah.
But enough about the weather and the winter.
Yeah, yeah. Who
cares about that stuff? We want to talk about motorcycles, FXRs.
We're here to talk about motorcycles, FXRs, road glides, shovel heads, Sportsters. We'll even talk about Sportsters.
Well, there's a reason why.
Definitely. So you have purchased some new parts for your bike.
Yes.
And there was, we'll say, an issue.
Yeah, there was plenty of issues. So
start. Let us in. Give us the whole rundown.
As you know, my FXR is kind of a Frankenstein. 88 frame, 93 motor, I thought. So I had bought a chrome outer primary cover. And for FXRs, it goes from, I think it's 85 to 89. No, 88 or 89. I think it's 85 to 89 or 90 to 93. So I figured my motor's a 93. I'll get the 90 to 93 cover. So I got it. I didn't do it right away because I figured I'd want to save it for the winter time when I had nothing to do.
Uh-huh.
So I got bored. I decided to do it one day. I take it off, take the old one off. I was going to do a three-hole oil change anyway. So I take the primary, outer primary off. Everything looks good, checking it out. And then I notice in my old outer primary, there's this, a needle bearing for the starter shaft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, and I look at the new one. I said, shit, that doesn't have it.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it already had like a sleeve in there, like a race already in there.
Okay.
And the old one didn't have that. So I was like, all right, that's no big deal. So then, I spent the next hour trying to find that bearing for a 93 outer primary. And I couldn't find one. It kept coming back as 1988, 89. Like, I could not find it. So I went out there. I took the new chrome one out of the box and just walked over to the bike and kind of tried to line it up. And as soon as I lined it up, I could tell it was not going to fit. It was very close, but it was shorter, like, in length.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, son of a... You know, so I'm like, I really want it to be chrome.
Yes.
And so then on the back of my old primary, there was a part number, HD part number. So I looked that up, and sure enough, it's 85 to 89 out of primary cover. So then I'm thinking, like, I have the jugs are 93. So did he use just the jugs, the V part?
And then, okay.
And then put the 88 inner primary, outer primary, and transmission in? Like, I don't even know if you could do that. Like, I'm sure you could. I mean, that's what I'm thinking in my brain right now. That's what he did.
I have the FXR Bizarre book, and that is awesome.
Yeah, but even something like that, I don't think a service manual will say something like that. That's more of like you got to talk to a graybeard, a guy that knows FXRs and has.
Well, in the manual, it's FXR and FL, you know, because I sent you some pictures.
FLT, yep.
Yeah, excuse me, FLT.
Yeah.
And it shows in there the years, and then, you know, it'll have like 1.1, then it has 1.1-2. And then that's there. Cause I was just looking at pictures.
Yeah.
And kind of reading up. So your bike it's a 93 frame.
No, it's an 88 frame.
88 frame, 93 ish motor.
No, well, yeah. 93 jugs.
Okay. Where's your oil filter?
The oil filter is in the back, underneath,
the back.
Right in front of the swing arm. Yeah.
Okay. I want to say, and somebody listen to this, chime in on our Instagram or Facebook, because I don't have nothing in front of me. I want to say, was it 89 or 90 that they moved the all the oil lines and the oil filter to the front of the bike?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think so, because I think on my motor you can actually see, because it's a 93, you can see in the front where you could put the oil filter, the housing.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So, your bike is titled to 88.
It's titled to 88 FXRS.
FXRS. Okay.
Yeah.
First. Okay.
All right. So now we got the new primary cover that does not fit, but it's chrome, nice and chrome. But it's not an original HD part. So I'm like, yeah. So I try to search that new part number. And again, I find some on eBay, but they're expensive. $400 or $500.
Yeah, they're pretty pricey.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just see what's underneath this black of my old primary cover. So I just take a razor blade to the corner, and it kind of peels off kind of easy, almost like it wasn't powder coat. So I'm like, all right. So, you know, then 6 hours later, I finally have it all scraped off and looking chrome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of polished. It kind of, because I did the same thing with my lower legs. My lower legs were black. And I did the same thing because they got rock chips, a lot of rock chips.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, let me just scrape them down. And that's what I did. So that my primary now matches like my lower legs, and it matches the nose cone. Like everything I have, that it was black, and I think they just painted it. So I just scraped it all off, and it's not like a bright chrome, but it's a shiny, nice chrome.
Okay. So the primary you bought is not going
to
fit.
It is not going to fit. Yeah, that's it's a 90 to 93 out of primary. So.
Okay. Yeah, so and you bought it on eBay, didn't you?
No, I think I bought it from Dennis Kirk or JP Cycles. One of the two, I forget.
Okay, can you send it back?
I don't know. I probably could, but it was really a couple months ago. Like, because it sat in my garage for a couple months because I didn't want to mess with it just in case I could still ride the bike.
Okay.
You know, so.
So that's cool. So all that paint came off of it.
Yeah, so it all came off.
Okay.
Excuse me. So I looked. So it looks decent. I like the way it looks.
Oh, I love it, man. The pictures you sent me were awesome.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm all about the chrome. I like chrome.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've reached my chrome limit, but. Yeah, so then as I was putting the old one back on, I made a rookie mistake. So I always knew. Like, I always do this, and I just was like, I was so aggravated from and I don't know why I was in a rush. I shouldn't have been because I'm not riding the bike.
But, yeah, you weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, so I didn't clean out all the threads for my outer primary. So I usually blow them out, put some brake clean in there, blow them out, get all the old Loctite.
Yep.
Just clean them out. I didn't do that. So as I'm going along, talking one of the frig, I snapped the bolt.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
That so ARP.
No, it wasn't. It was just the Allen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, all right. I'm like, all right. So now, you know, I got the... So I take off the outer primary, and luckily, you know, it was still sticking out, you know, a quarter of an inch, so I could grab it, and I didn't have to drill it out or anything.
Good.
Yeah, so then after that, I cleaned out every single thread, ran a tap through them. Yeah. And it's like, that's not going to happen again.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, so I got it all back together, and nothing's leaking. I got new oil, primary oil in there, and I got new transmission fluid in there. It looked like they were using just regular motor oil for my old transmission fluid. So I got some Bel-Ray in there now. It feels better.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the fun FXR oil change with the drain hose, no drain plug, just the drain hose.
You know. Yeah, that thing is. They make a lot of retro kits and stuff that make that easier.
Yeah, what a mess. And then so I drain it, and I had warmed the bike up and I rode it, but I feel like it. So I end up sucking out with a turkey base. I have the suction thing sucked mm-hmm. out the rest of the oil out of it, and then I started pouring it back in before I even put the hose back in its proper spot.
It loops around and goes under the cover and kind of sandwiches between the frame.
Yeah, it was kind of blended in. So I'm like, oh, good. And like I put my oil filter on, put the new oil filter on, and said, eh, start adding some oil. So I added a whole quart. And I looked down, I'm like, huh. Like, oh, damn it.
Fun of working in the garage.
Yeah, so covered my lift with oil, but hey, at least I might have got some of the last residue of the old oil, push it through.
Yeah, there you go. You cleaned it out.
Yeah, so.
Any time you say, oh, I'm going to do this project on my bike, oh, it's going to take, don't ever say, oh, I'll do it in 2 hours, because if you do that, it's going to take 10.
Oh, yeah, if I have something to do on the FXR and I have, like, say, a dentist appointment at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I will not start it because I know.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I'm like, and what I did the other night when I'm moving everything around in my garage out here, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to clean everything. I'm going to put these parts, you know, that I'm not using. And I put everything up, all the tools. I cleaned everything, locked everything up. I swept, vacuumed, pushed all the bikes outside, cleaned up, had everything lined up. I'm like, okay, now I can start.
Yeah.
Because I knew I would be taking parts off and laying them down. And now you couldn't get in or out of my garage anything because there's parts here. And I've taken pictures of parts to sell. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. So do the 12 listeners know that you bought an FXR? Did we go over that last time?
No. Because remember, my Black Friday special was new to me, 87 FXLR. Mm-hmm. So Daytona next year is going to be the Upshift podcast on FXRs.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait. My bike is ready. Is yours?
Mine is not. It is getting ready.
Yeah,
I just left CNC Thunder grabbing some parts that I'd ordered, and I'd ordered some more.
I'm liking the pictures you're sending. So,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to put the rear wheel on? Are you going to do that yourself, or is that?
I am, because I need to put the rear wheel on so I can move the jack up to the front and jack up the front and take the 21 off because I'm running a 19. So yeah. This is I like to call the 87 FXLR Rescue.
Okay.
Because it was, and here's the thing about it. So I see this bike, and I've been watching it for a while. And I'm like, I like that bike. It's speaking to me.
Yep.
You know, and you just see it in pictures. everything does not look so great when you get up in person. But I know that going in. I set myself up for that. Yes, pictures. I could take pictures of stuff and it makes it look like $1 million. But when you really get down to it, that's why when I sell things, I'm honest. And I probably give too much information, but I always want to be honest. So I send the guy a message and he responds right back to me. I go down, meet him, cool cat. He loves motorcycles. And so I'm looking at it and it is in a barn that only has two sides. So it's exposed to
everything.
Southern weather, everything pretty much. Yeah. So, he's like, yeah, it should fire right up. I pull it out. The key was in it. I turned the key on, lights, everything. I pulled the choke up, got an S&S carb, a few squirts of gas, and it starts to turn over. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm like, I don't want to flood it out. So I hit it again, and it fires right up.
Nice.
And we sit there and let it run, and I'm playing with the choke, and I get it to where it's just sitting there idling. And he's like, you can ride it. And I'm looking at the tires, and I'm like, I don't have air in it.
Well, he doesn't know who you are anyways. You're the tire inspector.
No. Yeah. And I'm like, no. I said, you know, I like it. And I'm going all over it. And I said, I want to take a picture of the identification number here. I said, I want to do a little bit of research. So I asked him about, you know, where he got it, where it came from. And so I come back, start doing my homework on it. And I'm looking at some other ones, but man, they're, you know, in my price range, the other ones I was looking at were pretty iffy. you know, one, I sent a message to the guy and I was like, just straight up with me, does it run? And he's like, no, hasn't ran in years. And I went, okay. I was like, yeah, I appreciate you being honest.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I go down a week later, we make the deal. I get the bike back. I spend a whole day just watching it, getting the cobwebs and just getting all that. And then I kind of make a list of parts of it. And to come to find out, I'm looking at it and it has a New Hampshire inspection sticker on it from, I don't know if I sent you a picture of that from.
You did.
Probably. Oh, did I? Okay. So 2010, 2000, I can't remember the year. And then I see the dealer dot on it.
Yeah, where was that? I couldn't quite make it out in the picture.
That dealer is, and I'm gonna grab it so I can tell you. The dealer is no longer in business. They went out of business a few years ago. But it is
Concord.
Heritage Harley Davidson.
Yep, Heritage Harley that was in Concord, yep.
So they closed down. Because I started Googling it, but I ended up getting on eBay and getting a dealer dot.
Oh, okay.
To replace that one. And I got a New Hampshire license plate to run on it.
There you go.
I just thought it was cool. You know, the bike's from New Hampshire. You're from New Hampshire. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yep. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, you live in New Hampshire. You're from Massachusetts.
Correct.
Yeah. But you call the great state of New Hampshire home. I thought, that's pretty cool. And so I clean it, get it, you know, it's just neglected, we'll say. It was ridden. I start taking, it has forward controls on it, which I can't even reach comfortably.
How many miles were on the bike?
20, and the title matches the mileage, 25,000.
That's not bad.
No, it's a little iffy. I'm going to, you know, kind of a mild restoration. It's going to be a rider.
Yeah.
Over time, I will do something to it here, something to it there. But I ended up getting from a good listener of ours. I picked up, thank you, Matt, a set of mag wheels. So 19 and 16. And I got tires, so got those on.
Yep, the 13 spokes in the blonde color. Mm-hmm. I like them.
Yep, I like them. I cleaned those up, got those shining, put new wheel bearings and races and everything, all that's good to go. It's not a major thing. It will have to be done down the road. I need a new pulley. The pulley's kind of worn on this. I'm assuming they put these spoked wheels on it, and it was just a pulley on there.
Yeah.
Like it'd been on there a while. So I'm going to run this one for now. I'm going to get it road ready and reliable. And then we'll start, you know, that's not a major thing. It can go. I mean, I wouldn't take off and ride the Sturgis on it, but.
So will Daytona be your first ride on it, you think?
Probably.
Yep.
I mean, I'll get some break-in miles.
Shakedown runs?
Yeah, do some shakedown runs. Kind of like I did with the 92 Dyna.
Yep.
A couple years ago, because I think I got like 3 or 4 shakedown runs before. And I took off and rode it straight to Daytona. So, you know, we're talking, me and you have talked about, you know, meeting there in Savannah and riding in. So, I'm excited about this. My last 87, I wanted to do a lot of things to it. It was the FXRP. It just, there were so many things I wanted to do that I just didn't, I couldn't do with that bike.
Yeah, it was overwhelming.
Yeah, and so it was a lot of original stuff, and I was like, well, I'm going to take those off. So that's why I sold it.
Okay.
To find something that...
you can mess with.
Yeah. And make it like I want it.
Yep.
So it'll probably still have the same paint on it coming to Daytona, because I don't think I'm going to be able to swing getting it painted before Daytona. So that'll be a next year project, but it'll be road ready and reliable for Daytona come February. March 1st. We'll be there March 1st.
Yep, Friday, March 1st.
Yeah, so, but yeah, it's fun to go, you know, hunt parts. And I'm not buying the most expensive parts, you know. I bought a lot of drag stuff because it works. I mean, chrome covers, they serve one purpose,
you know,
to look good and to cover. And, you know, if it's going to sit outside, you know, anything that you buy is not top quality. You have to take special care. You know, you're not going to let it sit outside, and because some of that stuff will just rust immediately. But, you know, the major things that will make it reliable, I got Timken bearings in it. But the top end's going to come off. We're going to blast it and paint it. Inner primary coming off. Blast and paint it. And let's see what else we're going to do. I ordered a new solenoid today. Because the solenoid's fine. It fired up, and I fired it up a few times. But it looked like some aftermarket, and it had been spray painted. And I was like, I'm going to get a sale, a better quality. So I got that. Let's see, what else have I bought? Actually, it's got a pretty decent Corbin seat on it. It's a button tuck.
Yep.
And you know what else it has? What's cool about it? It's the FXLR. So it's the 10th anniversary of the Lowrider. So it has the leather anniversary Harley tank strap on it.
Okay.
And if you Google that on eBay, they go for crazy money. There's one right now. It's an original, a new old stock, and it's like $650.
Yeah, I know, because like on my tank, the FXRS, I got the gauges on the tank, and there's that black piece that kind of covers the seam of the tank.
Yes.
It's just like the center console, and mine's black, and I'm like, oh, I'd like to get a chrome one. Yeah, right. They're expensive for what it is. It's $399, $400, you know, because yeah, they don't make an aftermarket one, and so those are all the OE ones.
Yeah. The FXRs have always been just a cool bike, a little step above, kind of a cult following, so to speak. Kind of gotten, they've always been popular, I guess, with social media that, you know, kind of brings it out. And but a lot of people don't even know what it is. You know, yeah. They just think it's a dyno or just another Harley if they really don't, you know, like us and nerd out on all this stuff. You know, everybody, you know, it's still Road Glide, Street Glide right now in the Harley world. If you go to the Harley shop, you're rarely going to see an FXR pull up in the parking lot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's one guy who I know, he's had his since 95. His is a 94. It's the last year they made him. And he bought it in 95. It's a FXRC. And he rides it. That's his only bike, and he rides it everywhere. It's probably got 70,000 miles on it. Custom paint. And he still has the original seat on it. Actually, I ran into him at the Harley shop 2 weeks ago. But yeah, it's a cool bike. It's going to be fun. I've put some pictures up on the Alpha page, but I haven't put any up on our Instagram. I will. I've got some of it sitting here, the ones I've sent you with it, and, you know, rear wheel missing off of it. But I've been cleaning and just straightening up things on it. I ended up getting some used chrome side covers because I like those better than I like the Arlen Nest covers, but to me, I think the chrome covers just give it a better look.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, but yeah, it's gonna be a fun bike. It's gonna be a fun project. I'm looking forward to riding it. You know, I haven't got rid of the Road Glide. I still got it. Still got the Heritage. But yeah, I mean, we're gonna ride them all.
Yeah, that's what you got them for, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's golly, that's yeah.
Yeah, one breaks down, you ride the other.
Yep, and of course they will break down. What are they're called a fixer for a reason.
Yep.
but if you know, you get all the bugs ironed out of any motorcycles. You know, the older bikes, they're a little bit more cantankerous, we'll say, and you gotta know what you're doing or have a good mechanic that knows what he's doing, and I do.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody claims the Evo motor's pretty much bulletproof. So as long as you don't, you know, bore it out to its max and put, you know, do crazy motor work to it, it's gonna be reliable. I mean, yeah. It won't be the fastest bike on the road, but it'll be reliable.
No, I mean, we're gonna putt around Daytona. We're gonna we'll be talking about it more later on. I think January we'll hopefully have somewhat of our schedule. You know, yeah. We all always said that halfway is Hershey, Pennsylvania for us. Halfway, you know, for me, halfway for you, you can get the voice of reason. We'll have our own little upshift ride ourselves. They're still doing the FXR. It's not really the FXR Jam, but Maggie Valley still has some of the guys are still doing that.
Yeah, East Coast FXR Jam.
Yeah, and then the other one's in New York, am I correct?
Well, yeah, it's Black. Yeah, well, that's the East Coast FXR Jam now. They moved it. It used to be Maggie Valley, and now it's in, like, Blackhorn Valley or Blackhorth, Black something.
Yeah, but there's still something in Maggie Valley.
There is?
Yeah, in June. I want to say the same week of Laconia.
Okay.
Yeah, but, hey, we'll have our own FXR deal.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, like,
right. You don't have to have FXR. I'm just throwing that out there. Anybody wants to meet up and ride with us. Let's see. A couple things on our list here.
79 days till Daytona.
Yes. There you go. 79 days. That will come quick.
Yep.
Come very quick. But let's give a recap of 23 with the Upshift podcast. Basically, you know, where we rode, what we did, what we saw, how much fun we had. You know, I started out, and you started out. We started out in Daytona, of course.
Yep.
Was a good time. Probably the best weather we've had in years.
Unbelievable. Riding back from Key West in a t-shirt all the way to Daytona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With your 3 inches or what, 3 foot of snow, not 3 inches, 3 foot of snow where you live.
Yeah, we were getting a lot of snow back home.
Yep. And then you had Myrtle Beach, which I think that rally is about over.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's talked to a few vendors who they said in the fall, one of them said he's not coming back in the spring. Oh, and boy. Definitely not coming back in the fall. So I think Myrtle's probably out for him. Then we had Rain Week, or as a lot of people call it, Laconia.
Every year. Yep. Never fails.
Yeah, you can guarantee it's going to rain in Laconia for Bike Week. That's a gimme. It's not Bike Week unless it rains.
Yeah, I mean, we rode to the FXR show in the rain, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it has rained every trip I've been on this year, with the exception of Daytona. It sprinkled at night, and I wasn't out. I was in the bed.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Then you missed it, but we had the 120th anniversary Harley-Davidson there in Milwaukee. Poured rain.
Yeah.
Rain ride. But a good time. And from what I'm gathering and just looking online and seeing things, that is going to be, they have a homecoming every year. Every 5 years is an anniversary for Harley. Oh. But the July is going to be the homecoming from now on.
Really?
There in Milwaukee, yeah.
Okay, so maybe we can get out there this year.
Yeah, yeah. Try to do that. I mean, it's going to be July, so it's going to be real hot and muggy. But, hey, man, if you're on a motorcycle, that's part of it. And we want to encourage everybody to ride. I mean, we throw out and talk about all these rallies, but, hey, man, just making a day trip somewhere. That's what we want to promote on the Upshift podcast is riding. Yeah, we talk about FXRs and Road Glides and parts and Daytona and all that, but we want people to get out and ride. That's what this is about. If you're listening to this podcast, you ride, or maybe you're on the fence, or you hadn't ridden in a while, reach out. We'll help you. We'll, yeah. You know, I mean, if you live near Brian, if you live near me, or you can live on the other side of the country. There are Facebook, Instagram, text. So we'll talk to you.
Yeah. I mean,
we'll point you in the right direction.
There's definitely a special feeling as, you know, after you work on your own bike in the garage and you take it for a ride.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that, you know, well, the thing I think of is as I'm going down the highway at 75 miles an hour, thinking to myself, I worked on this thing. So I'm a little nervous right now.
Yeah. Did I put that bolt on and is it torqued to what it's supposed to be? And talking about that, have you located yourself a manual yet?
Not yet. I'm still, there's one on Marketplace, but it's for a 90 to 93, which I should probably get because he only wants $25 for it. So I should just,
Yeah. Is that close to you?
Yeah. It's next town over.
Oh, you need to go get that tomorrow.
Yeah. So,
yeah, because they're like $100 and something.
Yeah.
They're quite expensive. And you're going
to, I ordered the FXR Bible. You ever see that?
I have. Somebody was talking about that on one of the FXR pages, and they said it was okay.
Yeah.
It's not as in-depth as the FXR Bizarre book.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't think so, but.
Yeah. And just a shout-out to Nick. If anybody loves FXRs, you need that book. Call Nick. Send him a message on Instagram, FXR Bizarre. Get the book. And read, you're talking about a guy that's passionate about motorcycles and FXR being the one he's most passionate about. The time and effort he put into that book it's unbelievable. I sat down and read everything.
Oh, you read the whole book already?
Yeah. Yeah. The first 2 days I had it. I got it right around Thanksgiving and I spent most of my time looking at it. And then I pull it out every night and I'll pick one of the years and go through. And then I Google and look. I like to look at pictures of bike and see what guys do. And
oh, yeah. That's the great thing about Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the Facebook groups are pretty good.
For information, for sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could type in, hey, you know, just like I sent you, because I know you've been buying some parts like the belt drive cover. Like you have yours is chain drive.
Yep. Oh, yep.
The guy that makes – I sent him a message. I hadn't heard back from him.
Yeah, that guy's pretty good. He makes a bunch of them.
Yeah. And I see it on his website, and it says it's in stock. It's just – I want to make sure before I order all that, but I may order it tomorrow.
He's right here in New Hampshire, too.
Okay. There is another company, Vulcan – is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, Vulcan Chainworks.
Yeah, but they make some Chain FX for – Vulcan Industries?
Yep. Yeah, they make FXR stuff. Yep. They're in New Hampshire too.
Yeah. I was looking at that today. That's some pretty cool parts. But let's see where else. We went to Milwaukee, which was pretty cool. Which was really cool. We had a good time there. It rained. And then ended up going to did a couple, you know, day trips like you do. Did a couple mountain rides. Did some down south from where I live. A couple rides up around the lake, up on the mountain. I mean, because literally that's, you know, a good hour, 2 hours from my house. A good ride to where you think you're in a different part of the country up in the, right there, near the Blue Ridge Parkway, Appalachian Mountains. Blue Ridge Mountains. And, then Daytona in the fall. I hadn't been in a year, so I went there. It was pretty good. No rain, very hot, but we had a good time, and I camped. And then I retired from camping.
Yeah.
Hey. I mean, we've had a lot of people reach out on Instagram and Facebook and meeting people at the rallies. Met some cool people in Myrtle Beach. Met some in Daytona, and I thank everybody for, you know, we just do this for fun. This is not anything that makes us money. We do have a really good primary sponsor in Suspension Technologies, who has just been a great friendship. Started out as a partnership, and it's become a great friendship. Talked with Mike today. We texted Mike. So there'll be some new suspension for the FXR on its way.
Nice.
Coming pretty soon.
They'll be set up in Daytona again, right?
Yes. And I think they're going to be in Sturgis. But if you are on the fence about suspension, you need to get on suspensiontechnologies.com right now. You can order your suspension. Mike will ship it to you. You can have it installed at, you can do it yourself or one of your local shops, and they're giving a discount. If you buy front and rear, it's $100 off. Or if you just buy the rear or front, vice versa, $50. And that's through the end of the year. So I would give them a call and get it. I actually talked to a guy today, stopped by the office, and we were talking, and he mentioned suspension, and I showed it to him, and I'm like, I have this. And he's like, well, I've heard of this brand or that brand. And I'm like, I'm sure you have, but do you race? Are you out on the track? He's like, no, I ride to Myrtle Beach. I ride up the mountains. I do this. I do that. And I'm like, yeah, check these guys out. I thank Mike and the team at Suspension Technologies for partnering up with us and becoming really, really good friends of the podcast and just all around great guys.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely looking forward to seeing them in Daytona.
Yep. So what else? What else? I mean, it's kind of our year-end recap. What things stuck out to you this year?
Well, not really this year, but next year I am going to try a new bike week that I've never been to. I've never even been to this part of the country.
Yeah, I remember you telling me this.
So I think it's first week in April, so it's going to be about a month after I get back from Daytona. But I'm going to go do Arizona Bike Week.
Yeah. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've never been past, well, actually I've been to Montana, but I've never been down the southwestern states.
Okay.
So Arizona is going to be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, definitely, especially that time of year. Are you going to stop by here and just leave your truck, or your trailer and motorcycle and fly back?
Yeah, right. That wouldn't be a bad idea, right?
Yeah, you're going to park it here in the big carport and just fly here, and I'll pick you up, and it'll knock 1,000 miles off.
95.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the plan exactly is. I'll probably come home and then, I'm going to ride out with the guys, my buddies from Indiana. So,
okay.
I don't know if I'll drive out to Indiana and then we'll all drive together, or I might just take the trek to Arizona myself. I don't know yet.
Okay. What bike are you taking?
that's up in the air still. Okay. I don't know. I'll probably take the Road Glide because we might want to do some riding down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Some more than, couple. Well, you see, here's another thing. You did what? And we talked about it on the last podcast, but you did over 400 something miles on a day trip on the FXR.
Yeah. So I know it can handle it, but I don't know.
It's good to have saddlebags.
Especially out in Arizona, I guess. I don't know what the weather will be like. I've never been out there.
Warm in the day, cold at night, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So in April, March, April, it's probably going to be pretty warm.
Yeah. Because that is in Phoenix? Where is that? What town is that in?
I was just looking at it, too. I think you're right. Let me check it out. Where is...
Yeah, because they have something out at Westwood. That's where they do the Barrett Jackson. It's some big venue.
Yeah, well, Coyote Creek, I think, is something.
Okay. It's a pretty big deal. I've watched some videos on it. I've, read a bunch of stuff on it. Seems like a pretty cool... I mean, that's a haul. That's a commitment. That's a big commitment for you. I mean, it's 1,000 less miles for me. So it's what, 3,600 miles there?
Yeah, I mean, it's in Scottsdale, Arizona. So
Scottsdale, okay. Yeah. I guess I was thinking Phoenix. Okay, Scottsdale. Okay.
So let's see. Scottsdale from my house is, it's going to be far. Yeah, for me to drive to Scottsdale, it would be, and we're loading, 1 day, 15 hours, 2,700 miles.
Oh, 20, okay.
Yep, jeez.
So that'd be 17 from my house.
Yeah, so.
It's about how far Sturgis is. Oh, Sturgis is 1750.
From you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see, Sturgis from me. I should know this. Not like I haven't looked all this stuff up before.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sturgis from me is, 1,992 miles.
Starting route to Sturgis. Oh. Head
north. Yeah, 2,000 miles to Sturgis. Yeah, because you got to come up, you got to come north for that. Anyway, so. Because Sturgis is pretty much direct west from me. So you got to come north and then west.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so from my house to Scottsdale is 1,988 miles.
You're right there. Well, if you want to go, let me know. We can go.
Man. That's pretty quick right after Daytona.
I know. I'm 1 month.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, if you're going to drive, you're going to have to leave your truck somewhere.
What do you mean?
Like, you could, Daytona's 445 miles from my house, so you drive here, leave everything, fly home, and then you just fly here and leave when you go out there.
Yeah, that would save me 1,000 miles.
Mm-hmm. Save you a day.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I've driven to Sturgis, and well, you've driven out there too.
Yeah.
I went to Montana, but it's 32 hours.
Yeah, it's a ways.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, road trips are fun, man. I love to do it on the bike. I mean, yeah, it takes longer. You can't drive straight. People do. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's some guys out there that
are monsters and they just, you know, 2,000 miles. That ain't me.
No. I mean, road trips are great as long as, you know, you have plenty of time, you know, because road trips when you're rushing, not so much fun.
No. I've gotten a hurry and there was issues. So I don't like, I mean, I already have now, I have my stuff laid out. It's kind of in one area, I have stuff laid out for Daytona. Like, okay, that's going. I'm putting together a new, I won't say crash cart. That's a bad word, but you know, stuff that would happen on the trailer, stuff that would happen on the vehicle.
Yep.
It just certain things like that. I've got a brand new rebuilt drive shaft in my truck. So if anybody wants to know what Brian's getting for Christmas and everybody else around him, he got a drive shaft.
Perfect.
Yes. A rebuilt drive shaft.
There you go.
Shout out to Carolina Driveline in Spartanburg, South Carolina for getting me fit. I mean, they had that joker turned around and I dropped it off like 2 o'clock one day. It was done the next day at 8 a.m.
So, yeah, nice. Yeah. I think Edwin might already have stuff packed up for Daytona. He's usually pretty early about that stuff, but I think about a week out, I'll start putting stuff together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got like a little pile over there in my closet. And I'm like, okay, that's the Daytona pile.
Yeah.
And then, you know, things will be taken and added, you know, like, again, last year, we didn't need any leather.
Yeah.
I needed a jacket. That was it. I mean, I put my jacket on and rode down there. I didn't need any, you know, no leather. I mean, I did wear, you know, some boots and took a couple extra thick gloves, but this coming year, we're going to be leaving in February.
That's true.
And think about this. Okay. So if you're watching the weather and they're like when you've planned to come and there's a blizzard, you probably need to leave early.
Yeah. I tried that last year. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, if there's a blizzard or any snow in the forecast, I don't know. That was the first time that's happened to me in 15 years. So I'm hoping that was it. I'm just hoping there's nothing in the forecast for the day I gotta leave.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if you're watching it a few weeks early, just bring the bike here.
Yeah, true. Well, plus my bike is so clean right now.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. You could wrap it in plastic wrap.
Yeah, I tried that too.
Yeah.
That actually did work. I think it did help.
Well, we did it on the way to Sturgis. We covered the mirrors and anything that, because we had an open trailer and it worked perfect. I had the, you know, it's on a roll and you just sit there and wind it. It worked out real good. I mean, I would love to have an enclosed trailer, but.
Yeah, they're nice. But, I mean, I don't mind the open trailer as long as there's no weather. The open trailer is nice because you can see the bikes and the gas mileage is way better. And it's because this year I'm pulling down 3 bikes. So I'll have a bike in the back of my bed and I'll have 2 Harleys on my trailer.
Okay.
So I think every the
cost man needs to take 3 bikes to Daytona.
What's that?
Every man needs to take 3 motorcycles to Daytona.
Oh, yeah. I think the Cop Glide might make a return to Daytona.
No way.
Yep.
So it's gonna see daylight.
Yep. Yeah. He's got it registered now, and I think it's coming.
Really? Has anything been done to it?
He put a different seat on it.
Okay.
What else did he do? Well, I don't think I gave him the seat when I sold it to him. So he put a seat on it. I think he's done some little things, nothing major. It was pretty cool the way it was when I gave it to him.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Question.
Yeah.
Have you seen the mount that you can put on the FXR tank and run a different seat and not use the latch?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I got one on my bike. It's just a little, it's just a bracket that goes at the bottom of your gas tank.
Okay. Yeah. And then can you run a seat for a Dyna?
No.
Okay, so it still has to be an FXR seat.
Yeah.
Okay, you just don't have to run the latch.
Exactly, yep. It just tucks, it'll tuck underneath the front of your gas tank, and then it'll the seat bolt in the back.
Yeah, because the seat has the male part.
Yep. Exactly, okay. Yep.
Where'd you get yours at?
My bike already had it on there, but I've seen them on, they're like $15. I've seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them, but I can't remember what. I don't know if it was Dennis Kirk or something online.
Yeah, I forget. If you go on, like, I think LaPera, if you look at it'll give you the part number. It'll say, if you don't have the stock hinge, you could.
Okay.
Yeah, because they send you the little tab that goes, that you got to put on the front of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the hinge. And then it'll tell you the whatever it is.
Okay. Yeah, because the seat I have is a Corbin, and I talked about it a while ago, but it's a button tuck, and I'm thinking about taking it to an upholstery guy, and because it's a good looking seat, I kind of like it. It kind of fits the style of the bike, you know, 80s theme there. And I'm thinking about having the front of it recovered and run it. And then while I'm down there in Daytona, I'm sure there's going to be quite a few seats, and might pick up one down there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the swap meet this year. I can't even remember. I don't think I went to the swap meet last year.
I didn't. I haven't been in 2 years. So that we're going to make a point that we're going to spend at least one whole day out there. Go early and just see it all.
At the swap meet?
Yes.
A whole day?
Well, not obviously. I think you can cover it in half a day.
I usually, what I like to do is I'll wake up in the morning, go hit the Waffle House that's right there.
Yeah.
Take a left onto Tomica Farms Road, hit the swap meet.
Farms Road, yep.
Yep, hit the swap meet. Do that for a little while, pull out of there, take a left, go down to the Cabbage Patch.
That's a scary place.
Yeah, it is.
During the day, it's not.
Yeah, well, yeah, then you got the, what's the campground across the street?
The Crackleberry.
Crack, yeah. Yeah, if you're not a real biker, you're not fitting in down there.
Yeah, I didn't even go down there in the fall.
Yeah,
I don't think I went down there in the spring.
I'm not a real biker, so I'm not fitting in there
yeah,
either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've been told that. Oh, you didn't go here, didn't go there, not a real biker. Oh, well, you know, to each their own.
Exactly.
To each their own, my friend. But anyway, what else we got here on the list, Brian, to talk about?
I don't know. Let's see. I wish I could. I'm done being sick, that's for sure. I've had this cough for, feels like a month now.
Really?
Yeah, like I started getting better, and then, you know, so up here in the north, we got I put in a pellet stove down in my basement. So when I do my podcast, I'm nice and warm.
Okay.
And so I put it in, and it got a little smoky the first fire up. So lighting up the pellets and stuff, it got a little smoky, and it was smoky down here. And then I got sick again. I don't think it was from that, but that's what I'm blaming it on.
Really? Was it not? Did you not have the flute open, or that's just how it does when it when the first time you?
I guess yeah, that's just how it. I don't think I might. I had the venting pipe out. I had it all done right, and it was really windy that day, so I think there might have been some draft coming through it, like out into the vent.
Okay.
And it was kind of like making it smoke a little bit, and it was coming out the front.
Okay. Yeah. So there's no. And you hadn't had a lot of snow, so there's no snowmobiling yet. So
not yet.
But, plus, you're sick. I mean, you're not going to get out and ride on that thing.
Yeah, not right now. But the pellet stove, it got up to about 650 degrees.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it like my basement, it got nice and warm down here. It was really nice. It was nice to have.
Yeah. Now, do you put a pot of water on it to keep moisture in the air?
No, I never even thought of that.
Yeah, because here in the South, when people have, we have wood-burning stoves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got wood-burning
stoves. I'm sure they got pellet stoves. I know what you're talking about. I've actually never seen one. Probably seen a picture or something. But they always keep a pot of water on it, and it don't really get up boiling, but it, you know, it gives a little bit of steam off, and moisture stays in the air, so it's not so dry.
Okay, I can see that. So this particular pellet stove that we got, it requires no electricity. It's gravity fed. So it's a funny looking pellet stove. It looks like a big Z. So like the way the pellets come down, they drop down into the chamber. So it's kind of cool, but.
Okay. Can you cook on it?
No, but did you know that they have these like a fan that once the fan gets hot, it like starts spinning. So it's it's a heat activated fan. I never even heard of such a thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to get, since, so like pellet stoves that have electricity that you need electricity for, they have like a fan built in. So with this one not requiring electricity, there's no fan. So I'm going to get a couple of those fans and put them on it, and then it'll make the basement even warmer, I think.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm excited.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So next time we do a podcast, I'll have to fire it up a couple hours before. So, and then I'll be nice and warm doing the podcast.
Yeah. So you just fill it up. I mean, does it have an auger that you?
No. So, well, the ones with electricity do, but this one is it's a gravity. So you can put 40 pounds of pellets in the back, and it just gravity feeds down into the burn pot.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yep. That's what I did the other day, and that's what made me sick again. That's what I'm saying, but.
Good grief. Yeah. You got to go for that.
Yeah. So I'll be good tomorrow.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, we would like to end the year here with, again, thanking everybody that tuned into the podcast. It was a great year. We're looking forward to a lot of things in 24. Kicking off in Daytona. We'll be back at it right after the new year in January. We'll go back to the two podcasts in January, February. We're going to do a podcast in Daytona. I know we say that every year. And we get busy and we're, you know, eating at Monkeys and we have all these things planned, and next thing you know, the day's gone. And
I know. So yeah. We just gotta, you know, we'll go out for breakfast and we'll go just go back to the hotel and do a podcast. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I know. We don't take the time. Is everybody still on board coming to Daytona for next year from your buddies up north?
Yep. We have two rooms, so it'll be three of us in one room and then four of them in the other room. So, yeah.
Okay. So is anybody coming without the motorcycle?
No. No, we had Ray a couple of years. He liked to come down just to hang out at the beach, but he has a motorcycle. That's the thing. He just never brings it.
Yes. I met some people in October and they're like, yeah, we knew it was going to be crowded, so we just flew in. And I can't remember where they're from. I gave them some stickers. And if you're listening, hey guys, they said, we flew down because we knew the weather was going to be good. And they stayed close to Main Street, which they said that it was horrible because of the traffic. And they said, you just wall-to-wall people. But they did more of the beach than they did anything. I happened to be in the same area in the Harley shop, and we just struck up a conversation, and they had, I don't know if they got, did they? Yeah, they got a rental car.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I flew down for Biketoberfest one year. It was all right. It wasn't, we had a rental car. It wasn't as fun, but
yeah,
you know, every time we went out, we pretend like we had our bikes there, but
yeah. Well, I mean, that's funny, but it was crowded in October because the weather was absolutely gorgeous. And I waited, and I know I said this on one of the podcasts, over an hour to get beef tips.
Yeah, well, I don't know. See, I'm getting mixed reviews because my buddy says the weather was horrible, and you say the weather was great.
He went before I went.
Yeah, he must have been. Yeah, because he stayed. Yeah, that's right. Because he went for the whole week, and you came in on that Thursday, right? And I think that was about the time went home.
Yeah. I think when we sent each other messages, he was. I think he left when he was leaving Wednesday as I was coming in Wednesday.
Yeah. Cause I think he got sick too. So.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I mean, we had a great year. We had a lot of miles.
That was
a good time. I mean, I know everybody listens to the podcast and like, well, they really didn't talk about much, but no, we were just Hey, Merry Christmas and kind of a year end recap, new bikes, new parts.
I think we did a lot better this year. I think we almost put out two episodes a month, I think.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah. And hopefully, and I see it by the numbers, people listen, people liked it. And again, hey, if you're listening to this and you want us to dive into a topic, we will do it. Send us a message on Instagram or on our Facebook page there. You got our email.
Yeah, where can they find you on Instagram?
The Upshift Podcast on Instagram and The Upshift Podcast on Facebook.
Yep. I'm the Upshift Podcast NH on Instagram.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it. We will not talk about scooters or three-wheelers.
No.
We like to call them, what is that? The Polaris Slingshot. I just said that I'm going to get an email from Polaris tomorrow.
I hope anybody that has a Polaris Slingshot and is thinking about going to Daytona, just don't.
Just stay home.
If you do, you can park it at the Hooters. You can park it at the Raceway. You can anywhere but the cool spots. You can't go to Main Street. You can't go anywhere else where it's tight and take up your 4 parking spots.
Hey, this is something before we go. I watched this. I can't remember if it was on Facebook or Instagram, YouTube, whatever. But in Florida, people are getting like four-wheelers and these side-by-sides, and they're tagging them, and they're riding them on the road.
Yeah, you can do that in parts of New Hampshire, too.
Okay, well, they were getting pulled over at Bike Week.
Oh, I saw a video of that guy on a four-wheeler, yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Well, and so I'm looking at that, and then there's another video of a guy in a side-by-side, and I don't know the brand, and he gives the whole spiel, hey, I got pulled over. He said, and I'm just about positive he said he was from Florida, but he had his registration, insurance, and all, and they let him go.
Huh.
I thought, wow. I know they have those out in Sturgis.
Yeah.
You can rent them. And ride around. But yeah. I thought that was kind of wild because I did see a few of them as I went down there on Main Street. I just thought that was pretty wild, but I'd still love the sign. No parking for your slingshot.
Yeah, it's one of the best signs I've seen.
Yeah, that is, that is pretty good. Well, man, have a great Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas. I hope Santa Claus brings you all kinds of motorcycle parts underneath your tree.
I hope so, too.
And you get rid of your cold. And I'd like to wish everybody listening to the podcast a Merry Christmas. And I hope you get every motorcycle part. And maybe some of you getting a new motorcycle or an old motorcycle.
Yeah. For Christmas. If you do, let us know.
Let us know, yeah. Reach out to us. But we've had a good time here on this podcast, just talking about the year-end review of the Upshift, and we will see you guys in January.
Yep, in the next year, yep.
In the next year. So, Merry Christmas, and the Upshift guys are out.
See ya.